Be'ez Hashem Yisboach, now we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter, which now continues on to a next step regarding of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. We spoke about the Hashem, His world, and now we talk about sanctifying Hashem in this world and regarding Chas Shalom desecrating Hashem in this world. As Rambam gives a halacha alf regarding the obligation to allow one to be killed in certain situations and not to violate his halacha. Every single Jew is commanded on the sanctification of this great holy name that we spoke about, like it says in the passing of the Yikrov, and I will be sanctified, says Hashem, amongst the Jewish people. And they also warned in the negative prohibition not to desecrate it. Like it says in the passing, not to desecrate my holy name. Ketzad, what would be this illustration? If the idol worshiper gets up, the Yenes is Yisrael, and he forces a Jew to violate any one of the commandments that are mentioned in the Torah, or he's going to kill him. So then he should violate it and not let himself get killed. Because it says regarding the mitzvahs, that a person should do them to live with them, which to live with them means not that it's going to cause him to get killed. The meis v'loy aver, and this is the Rambam's opinion, and if he dies and because he doesn't want to violate it, hadizim schay benafshe, he's liable for his life because the Torah says no, to violate it, to stay alive, not to give up your life for the mitzvahs. Halacha beis na b'med, when do we say this, that he should violate and not get killed, are b'shar mitzvahs, by all the other commandments. Chutz, except for the three cardinal sins, me'avoy dezara, idolatry, begila ra'is, sexual immorality, u'shvichas damim, and regarding spilling blood, that of murder. But these three sins, if he tells him, either violate one of these three sins or you're going to be killed, should let himself get killed and not violate it. Now, but when we say that there's a difference between these three averas regarding all the other averas in the Torah, that's only that's when the non-Jew who's forcing him to do this is intending for his own pleasure. For example, where you're not allowed to build on Shabbos, but the non-Jew is forcing him to build his house on Shabbos for his own personal benefit, or to cook his dish for him, or he's raping a woman to have be with her, or similar types of things. That's when we differentiate between if it's one of the Gimel Abayis Chamuros or not. But let's say his intention is just because he wants the Jew to violate the commandments. So then it depends. If it was just between the Jew and the non-Jew, there's no 10 Jews, okay, he should still violate it and not let himself get killed. But if he's forcing the Jew to violate any one of the Targ mitzvahs in front of 10 Jews, he should let himself get killed and not violate it. Even if he only wants him to violate any one of the Targ mitzvahs, not one of the three cardinal sins, he should be Yaharig ve'al yaver. Halacha Gimel. Now, b'chol advar ma'ilu, now all these words that we said, that there's a difference between different types of sins and whether it is a minyan or not, is shaloi b'shas hashmad. It's not at a time when the non-Jews are chasing and making decrees against the faith of the Jewish people. B'shas hashmad, at a time when they're trying to fight the Jewish religion. But who in that is Kishyam Melech Russia? Like when you have a wicked king that gets up, Nebuchadnezzar, the wicked king, and his cronies, his colleagues, the Yigzigzer al Yisrael of Dasim, and they're going to make a decree on the Jewish people to nullify their faith, or against any one of the commandments. Yaharig Bal Yavar, the Jewish elements have get killed and not violated. Afila Alachas Mishar Mitzvahs, for any one of the Targ Mitzvahs, Beinenas Betechasara, where they're being forced with a quorum of men, whether between him and the non-Jew, he has to give up his life. Now, regarding any person that it says, that he should violate and not get killed, and he let himself get killed and he didn't violate it, he's going to be liable for his life. Because, what do you mean? The Torah says to not give up your life. You're not allowed to do that. Now, regarding anyone that it says, he should let himself get killed and not violate, and he let himself get killed and didn't violate, he has sanctified God's name. Now, and if it was amongst a 10 Jewish people, that's considered sanctifying God's name in public. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they let himself be thrown into the fire, and it was amongst the masses of the Jews, of the great Torah sages that were murdered by the Romans. These are those what's called those that were executed by the government. That there's no level higher than their level. But Lame Nemer, regarding them, it says a pasuk in Tehillim, Ki Alecha Haragnu Kol Hayom, because on you, Hashem, we let ourselves get killed all day. Nechshamnu Ketzayin Tivcha, we were considered like the sheep for the slaughtering. But Lame Nemer, regarding them, it says a pasuk in Tehillim, Isvuli Chasidoi. Hashem says, gather for me my pious ones, Kursei Brisi, those who make a covenant, Ale Zabach, by being slaughtered. Now, B'chamish Nemer, by regarding anyone that it says, Yeharik Valyava, that he should let himself get killed and not violate, and instead he violates, he doesn't let himself get killed, it is a mechalas Hashem, he has to desecrate God's name. And amongst a min of Jews, it is a chilas Hashem, he has desecrated God's name in public, and he's violated a negative, a positive, he has nullified a positive commandment, which is to sanctify God's name, and he's violated a negative prohibition, which is not to desecrate God's name. Now, even so, since he violated because he was being forced, we don't give him lashes. We don't have to say that the court will not execute him, even if he killed someone when he was being forced, because we don't give lashes, we don't give the death penalty only to those who willingly violate. With witnesses and with warning, like it says, regarding the prohibition when someone gives from his descendants, from his children, to the avodah zarah of Melech, that Hashem says, I'm going to place my face in that person, which from tradition they learned, which anything the Chazal had as a tradition from Sinai, which has an allusion, a smacht in the pasuk, the Rambam calls it Shemua, whereas the word Kabbalah is when there's no asmacht from pasuk. So from tradition they learned, when it says Hahu sounds like that the person is doing it with his existence, what's called Bahaviyasai, as he is, with his awareness and his consciousness, and that he's bringing out that thing. So that's when they say Be'ishahu, Hashem says they're going to punish him, but loy honest, not if he did it when he was being forced, and b'li shagig, not if he did it by mistake, b'li mutu, not if he was mistaken, that he was misled. So, umma, if we find im avodah zarah, which this melech is a type of idolatry, shichamudim in hakol, which is the most severe of sins, ha'ayber reisib ha'aynis, but someone who worships it by being forced, as we learn from the word ahu, in the chayiv kar is not liable for being cut off from shemayim, ein tzarich lehem misbezen, I don't have to say regarding capital punishment, which requires more obligations to execute. Kavachayim, l'shar mitzvahs amurs b'torah, all the more so to other mitzvahs that are said in the Torah that we don't punish. So to barai, so I'm regarding immoral relationships, where the Torah says, v'lanagol isasa davar, if a man rapes a woman, where it says, to the girl you don't do anything, because she was coerced, even though she committed the sin. Now in parentheses, to the end of the halacha, avim yochel l'malit nafshe, because some texts have this, some don't, but if he could save his life, and to flee from this wicked king who's trying to abolish the Jewish faith or some of the mitzvahs. And he doesn't do that. He's like a dog that goes back to his vomit. He's considered someone who worships idolatry deliberately. He gets chased away from the world to come. Again, he goes down into the deepest depth, to the lowest level in purgatory in Gehenna. Because he could go away and he's not, so that's not an excuse. Halacha hey, the halacha of giving over one of the Jews. So Nashim Shamalem Akum, regarding women that the idolaters said to them, Tenu lano achas mekem, give us one of you women. When the time I say we're going to defile her, they're going to rape her. Vimlav, if not, the time is kuchun, you know what, we're going to defile all of you. Yitamakun, let all of them be defiled. Vayimsulhem nefesh achas me, so I'll not give over any one of the lives of a Jewish person. The idolaters tell them, give us one of you Jews and we're going to kill him. We're going to kill you all. So that they shall let themselves all be killed, and not give over a single life of the Jewish people. Now, if they singled out to the Jews, and they said, give us that person, or we're going to kill you all. So if that person really was liable for death, Keshev ben Bichri, who he was liable for death because he rebelled against the king, so then Yidnu Aysalahem, then they should give that person over. But we still don't rule like this initially to be done, because it's still not really the most appropriate thing to do. Now, Vimein Chayv Misa, but if the person is not liable for death, even though they single him out, Yahargu Kulam, let them all be killed, not give over a life of one of the Jewish people. Now, halacha above regarding medicinal or therapeutic healing with something that's forbidden. So, just like they said regarding coercion, where there's a difference between the three cardinal sins to other averis. Kachamim b'chalam, that's how they say regarding illness also. Ketzer also. So mishal chalav and not the lamas. If someone's ill and he's leaning towards death, and the doctor says that his healing is b'davar plain mi'asum shabbatar, is one of these things that are biblically forbidden. Aisim, you do it the mesrapim and you do healing b'chali sugma shabbatera with all prohibitions in the Torah. But makom zekan, if it's a situation of danger to one's life, chutz except except the three cardinal sins that is not allowed. Even if it's danger to a person's life, you cannot heal yourself with one of these three. And if a person goes and heals himself, let's say with some type of idolatrous practice, then the courts will punish him with the appropriate punishment for whatever it is for that aver that he did. Now, where do we know that even when there's a danger to a person's life, you're not allowed to violate one of these three cardinal sins? Hashem, it says a pasuk in Devarim. It says, "V'ahavtas Hashem l'kachad, you should love Hashem your God b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, b'chol nafshcha, with all your soul, b'chol meidecha, with all your resources." Meaning, afilu nitl es nafshcha, when it says b'chol nafshcha, that even if it takes your life, you have to love God, which is that you can't commit the avera of avodah zarah. Now, that's regarding idolatry. V'arigas nefesh miyisrael. Now, regarding ritzicha, regarding shvichas dam, to kill a Jewish person, l'rapas nefesh acheres, to save, to heal another soul, or to save a person from someone who is that's coercing. So davar shadas noitelahu. So there's something that of reason that a person's intelligence would be inclined to. Sheima ap nefesh mipnei nefesh. You can't kill one soul for another soul. Like the words of the Gemara is, what do you see that your blood is redder than someone else's blood? So obviously you cannot commit murder to save a life. And the third one, is hikshul and nefashas, they're compared to a life. So if you can't murder someone to save your life, neither can you commit idolatry. Christian Emmet says in the pasuk, kikasha yakum ishal re'eyu ritzach nefesh, because just like when the person is going to get up on his friend and try to kill him, so to over here, which that context there is talking about regarding a man raping a woman, regarding saving the person. So we see that murder is compared to arayas, and but just like by murder you can't do to save a life, so too you can't do that for arayas. Now, the medvar mum, when we say this, she'im esrap mishar yisroom, that you cannot heal regarding other prohibitions, il mokam sakana, only when the situation of danger, meaning the three cardinal sins you can never do. Other ways you can do, but we said it's only if it's a situation of danger, is bizman shem derech ha'na'asim, is if you're going to do one of those other prohibitions in the way it's normal to have pleasure. For example, shemachil mesachayla, you're going to give the sick person to eat, shkatsim ha'na'asim, the prohibited bugs, or leavening on Pesach, or shemachil nesu b'yom kippur, they give him to eat on Yom Kippur. So that's what he said. Only if it's sakanas nefashis, then you can do one of the other yisurim. But if it's not the normal way of having pleasure, like for example, they make a bandage on a wound to soften it, or some type of a moist ointment on a wound to heat it, to warm it up. Mechametz or ma'arla, from chametz or from arla, and it's the fruits of the first 3 years, which you now have on from any of these to Isurim. Or let's say you give him to drink, but it's something that has mixed in bitter im Isurim Eichel with the prohibited food, where there's no pleasure for the palate when it's tasting that bitter medicine, then it's going to be permitted. Then even if it's not a situation of danger, except for the forbidden mixtures of a vineyard, if you have, let's say, wheat and barley that was planted over there, ubas b'cholav, and the forbidden mixture of meat and milk, shem asur mafilish l'derech hanasim, where they're forbidden even if it's not the way of having normal pleasure. Lefikach there v'emesrap mehem, there those situations you cannot do healing from them. Afilish l'derech hanasim, even if it's not the normal way of having pleasure, el b'makam sakana, unless it's a situation of danger. Halacha tes, mishnasen einav be'isha. Someone laid eyes on a woman, b'chala v'not alamas, and now he's ill, he's smitten, and he's leaning towards death. Vamar Reif, and the doctors say, that he's not going to get healed from his illness unless he cohabits with this woman. Yamus Valtiboyloi. Let him die and not have intimacy with that woman. Even if she was a single woman. Even to talk with her from behind the wall. We don't rule to do such a thing. Let him die and not rule to him to speak with her from behind the wall. So the Jewish girls should not be ownerless. And it's going to cause with these things to create a breach in the immoral type of relationships. Halacha Yud regarding when it comes to Kiddush Hashem by performing a mitzvah. Kol even midaiti. Now, whoever violates consciously, blowings, we're not being forced. Alachas mekol mitzvahs amurs by Torah on any one of the commandments that are written in the Torah b'shat nefesh with in a wanton way, lahachas to anger God. Here's a machalas Hashem. So he desecrates God's name. Therefore, it says regarding the false oath, you have desecrated the name of your Hashem, your God. I am Hashem, because what are you gaining? You're just wantonly desecrating God's name. Now, if he violates this amongst a minion of Jews, he's desecrated God's name in public. Now, the same thing is if someone separates from a sin. Not for anything in the world. Not because of fear or from dread, not because he's looking for honor, rather because of the Creator. Baruch Hu, blessed is He. The way Yosef, the righteous one, held himself back from his master's wife, he's a Mekadesh Es Hashem. So he has sanctified God's name. Halacha Yiraf, regarding sanctifying Hashem with the way a person acts. V'yesh Dvar Macherim, now there are certain other things, Shebechal Chil Hashem, which are included in desecrating God's name. If someone that is a great person in Torah, umafusim b'chasidus, and he's well known in his piety, if he does it, there are dvarim shabris miran machra b'shvilim, that there are certain things that the people will start murmuring and talking about him because of these things. Although they're not real, they're not sins, still he desecrated God's name. For example, let's say shulaka, he bought something. Doesn't give the money for the product that he bought right away. And that is sheyeshli, he has. But menimtzu comes in hamoichim toivim. So the sellers are constantly trying to claim money from him. He makes them go round and round. He doesn't pay them right away. So people are going to say, oh, this guy's trying to steal. Or he does a lot of laughing. Or he eats and drinks by the ignorant people and he hangs out amongst them. Or he speaks with people not pleasantly. He doesn't receive them with a pleasant face. Rather, someone that's always in fights and angry. Or similar types of things. Everything according to the greatness of that sage. So he has to be precise with himself. He has to go beyond the letter of the law. Because or else, that's a chil Hashem. Because people say, oh, and he's a tam chacham, and he's such a great person. So too, if the sage is precise and meticulous with himself, and his speech with people is calm, and his consciousness and his opinions are very intermingled with them, and he accepts them with a pleasant face, he suffers disgrace from them, but he doesn't disgrace them back, he honors the people, even those that are lax in his honor, and he does business dealings faithfully. And he doesn't spend too much time with the meals of the ignorant and sitting amongst them. And you don't see him always around. Rather, he toils in Torah. He cloaked with his tzitzis. He's crowned with his tefillin. And he does all his actions within the letter of the law. And that is, as long as he doesn't distance himself too much. And doesn't become desolate. So it can't be the other extreme either. Until you find that everyone praises him, and they love him, and they desire to do like he does. There is a kiddush Hashem. Such a person has sanctified God's name. On him, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, and he said to me, "You're my servant, Yisrael, the Jewish people, that with you I glorify."